Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
I'll say.
Amen.
Amen. And I invite you to stand now for the reading of God's Word. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have heard the great prayer of our Lord that He's given to us sung. You have heard it read. And now we're going to hear it prayed. What I'm going to do this evening is something that some of the great saints in the past have done. They've taken the prayer and I like the word they use sometimes, they have dilated each petition. You know how you have your eyes dilated? They have expanded on each petition. I'm going to do that this evening. Every word that I speak is from Scripture. Every phrase. About over 200 scriptures. Don't panic. This is a doubly inspired prayer, if you will. It's taking the Lord's Prayer and then basing it and taking God's Word and expanding the prayer. So, I invite you to pray with me this evening. You can keep your eyes open if you wish, whatever works best for you to stay engaged. I encourage you silently along the way when something just resonates with your spirit to give that amen, yes, Lord, let it be. Just be responsive as I lead us in this lengthy prayer. I've taken this from a great old Puritan pastor, Matthew Henry, and copies of it are on the table out in the narthex as you leave, if you wish to have one. And this is a very much abridged version. This is the prayer, the Master Prayer, from the Master Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven. O Lord our God, doubtless you are our Father, and we have only to call on you as our Father. Have we not all one Father? Has not one God created us? You are the Father of our spirits, to whom we ought to be subject to and live. You are the Father of lights, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, the everlasting Father, from whom and through whom and to whom are all things. You are the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose glory was that of the only Son from the Father, who is at your side. You are, in Christ, the Father of all believers, whom you have predestined for adoption as sons, and into whose hearts you have sent the Spirit of the Son, teaching them to cry, Abba, Father. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. That the Lord God Almighty should be a Father to us, and we should be sons and daughters to Him, and that to all who receive Him, who believe in His name, you should give the right to become children of God, who are born not of the will of man, but of God and of His grace. Oh, that we may receive adoption as sons, and that as obedient and genuine children, we may be conformed to the example of Him who has called us, who is holy, and may we be imitators of God as beloved children. Enable us to come to you with humble boldness and confidence as to a father, a tender father, who spares us as a man spares his son who serves him, and as having an advocate with the Father, who has told us that the Father himself loves us. You are a father. And if earthly parents who are evil know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Lord, give us the Spirit of grace. You are our Father in heaven, and therefore to you, O Lord, do we lift up our souls. To you we lift up our eyes. O you who are enthroned in the heavens, God, whom heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain. Since heaven is our Father's home, may we have our citizenship there and seek the things that are above. Hallowed be thy name. This is our heart's desire and prayer in the first place. Father in heaven, let your name be sanctified. We pray that you may be glorified as the holy God. We desire to exalt the Lord our God, to worship at His footstool, at His holy mountain, to praise His great and awesome name. We glory in your holy name, because we have trusted in your holy name, to which we will always give thanks and glory in your praise. Lord, enable us to glorify your holy name forever, giving thanks to you with our whole heart, and by bearing much fruit, for by this is our Holy Father glorified. Oh, that we might be for God a name, a praise, a glory. Oh, that we may be your children, the work of your hands, that we may sanctify your name and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob and stand in awe of the God of Israel, and that we may be to the praise of his glory. And Lord, enable others to glorify you, even strong peoples to glorify you, and cities of ruthless nations to fear you. Let all the nations you have made come and worship before you, O Lord, and glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Let the Gentiles glorify God for his mercy. Let his name be known among the Gentiles, and let them rejoice with his people. Oh, let your name be great among the nations. Vindicate the holiness of your name, which has been profaned among the nations, and let them know that you are the Lord, when through us you vindicate your holiness before their eyes. Father, glorify your own name. You have glorified it. Glorify it yet again. Father, glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Bestow on him the name that is above every name, and in all places and in everything let him be preeminent. Let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, is Israel's God. Your kingdom come. In order to the sanctifying and glorifying of your holy name, Father in heaven, let your kingdom come. For yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and give strength to all. And we desire to speak of the glory of your kingdom, for it is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. You rule by your might forever. Your eyes keep watch on the nations. Oh, let not the rebellious exalt themselves, but through the greatness of your power, let your enemies come cringing to you. Make it to appear that kingship belongs to you, and that you rule over the nations. Make it so evident that they may say among the nations, the Lord reigns, that all mankind may fear and may tell what God has brought about, and may say, surely there is a God who judges on earth. Make all the kings of the earth to know that heaven rules, even that the Most High rules the kingdom of men and gives it to whom he will, and to praise and extol and honor the King of heaven. For all your works are right and your ways are just, and those who walk in pride you are able to humble. Let the kingdom of your grace be like leaven in the world, diffusing its relish till it is all leavened, and like a grain of mustard seed, which though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it has grown is the greatest among all the garden plants. Let the kingdom of the world become the kingdom of our Lord and his Christ. Take your great power and reign, though the nations rage. Set up your throne where Satan's throne is, and let every thought be taken captive to obey you, and let every law of your kingdom be magnified and made glorious. O give to the Son of Man dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages may serve him. Let the kingdom of your grace come more and more in our land and the places where we live. There let the word of God speed ahead and be honored. And let the kingdom of your grace come into our hearts, that they may be temples of the Holy Spirit. Let no iniquity get dominion in us. Rule in us by the power of truth, that being of the truth, we may always hear Christ's voice and may not only call him Lord, Lord, but do what he tells us. And let the love of Christ command us and control us, and the fear of him be before our eyes, that we may not sin. Let the kingdom of your glory be hastened. We believe it will come. We look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And we hope that he shall appear to our joy. We love his appearing. We are waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God. Make us ready for it. Blessed Jesus, be with your ministers and people, as you have said, always to the end of the age. And then, as you have said, surely I am coming. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Your will be done. as an evidence that your kingdom comes, and in order to the sanctifying of your name, Father in heaven, let your holy will be done. We know, Lord, that whatever you please, that you do in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the deeps. Your counsel shall stand, and you will accomplish all your purpose. Even so, let it be, Holy Father, not our will, but yours be done. As you have planned, so let it be. And as you have purposed, so let it stand. Do all according to the counsel of your will. Make even those to serve your purposes who have not known you, and who do not so intend, nor do their hearts so think. Father, let your will be done concerning us and ours. Behold, here we are. It is the Lord. Let him do to us what seems good to him. Let the will of the Lord be done. Give us to submit to your will in conformity to the example of the Lord Jesus, who said, not as I will, but as you will. And to say, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, give grace to each of us to know and to do the will of our Father in heaven. This is the will of God, our sanctification. Now may the God of peace sanctify us completely. Let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, and equip us with everything good that we may do your will. Let the time that is past suffice for doing what the flesh wants to do, and to have walked according to the course of this world. And from henceforth, grant that it may be always our food and drink to do the will of our Father and to accomplish his work. Not to do our own will, but his who sent us, that we may be of those who will enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, give grace to others also to know and do your will, to discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Not to be foolish, but to understand what the will of the Lord is. And then give them to stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. And let us all serve our generations according to that will. We rejoice that your will is done in heaven, that the holy angels do your word and always obey the voice of your word, that they always see the face of our Father. And we lament that your will is so little done on earth, so many of the children of men being captured by Satan to do his will. Oh, that this earth may be more like heaven, and saints more like the holy angels, and that we who hope to be shortly like angels in heaven, may now, like them, never cease from praising him. May now, like them, resist and withstand Satan. Give us this day our daily bread. You, O Lord, you have appointed us to seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, have promised that if we do so, other things will be added to us. And therefore, having prayed for the sanctifying of your name and the coming of your kingdom and the doing of your will, we next pray, Father in heaven, give us this day and each day our daily bread. We pray for that bread which is necessary to strengthen men's hearts. We desire not the bread of deceit, nor to drink any stolen water, nor would we eat the bread of idleness. But that if it be your will, we may eat the fruit of the labor of our own hands, that we may do our work quietly and eat our own bread. And having food and clothing, grant us to be content with these and to say, we have received full payment and more. Bless, O Lord, our substance and accept the work of our hands. And give us wherewithal to provide for our own, even for the members of our own household. Let the favor of the Lord, our God, be upon us. Establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. But if the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, if the produce of the olive should fail and the fields yield no food, if the flock should be cut off from the fold and there should be no herd in the stalls, yet let us have grace to rejoice in the Lord and take joy in the God of our salvation. And Father, we ask not for bread for a great while to come, but that we may have this day our daily bread. For we would learn not to be anxious for tomorrow, what we shall eat and what we shall drink and what we shall wear. But we cast the care upon you, our Heavenly Father, who knows that we need all these things, who feeds the birds of the air, though they neither sow nor reap, and will much more feed us, who are of more value than many sparrows. We do not pray for daily bread for ourselves only, but for others also. O satisfy your poor with bread. Let all who walk righteously and speak uprightly dwell on the heights. Let the place of their defense be the fortresses of rocks. Let their bread be given them, and let their water be sure. Forgive us our debts. Lord, as we pray every day for daily bread, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins, for we are all held accountable to God, for all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We all stumble in many ways every day. Who can tell how often he stumbles? If you should mark iniquities, so Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. God, be merciful to us sinners. We have wasted our Lord's possessions. We have buried the talents we were entrusted with. We have not made return according to the benefit done to us, and thus we have come to be in debt. The Scripture has concluded us all under sin. We have practiced such things as deserve death, things for which the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Our debt is more than 10,000 talents. It is a great debt, and we cannot pay. But blessed be God, there is a way found out. For if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. For his sake, we entreat you, blot out our transgressions, and enter not into judgment with us. Let the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands be canceled and set aside, be nailed to the cross of Christ, that we may be made alive together with Christ, having all our trespasses forgiven us. Be merciful toward our iniquities and remember our sins no more. Give us, we beg you, to receive reconciliation, to know that our sins are forgiven us. Speak peace to us and let us hear joy and gladness. Let the blood of Jesus, your Son, cleanse us from all sin and purify our consciences from dead works to serve the living God. As we forgive our debtors, as an evidence that you have forgiven our sins, we plead with you, give us grace to forgive our enemies, to love those who hate us and bless those who curse us. For we acknowledge that if we do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will our Father forgive our trespasses. And therefore we forgive, Lord. We desire heartily to forgive. If we have a complaint against another, as the Lord has forgiven us, far be it from us to say that we will repay evil or that we should avenge ourselves. But we pray that all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander may be put away from us, along with all malice, and that we may be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave us. Make us merciful, even as our Father who is in heaven is merciful, who has promised that with the merciful He shows himself merciful. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, for as much as there is in us a bent to turn away from you, so that when our sins are forgiven, we are ready to turn back to folly, we pray that you will not only forgive us our debts, but take care of us, that we may not offend anymore. Lord, lead us not into temptation. We know that no one can say when he is tempted that he is being tempted by God, for God himself tempts no one. But we know that God is able to make all grace abound to us and to keep us from stumbling and to present us blameless. We therefore pray that you will never give us over to our own stubborn hearts, to follow our own counsels, but restrain Satan, that roaring lion who goes about seeking someone to devour, and grant that we may not be ignorant of his designs. Let not Satan have us to sift us like wheat. Or, however, let our faith not fail. Let not the messengers of Satan be permitted to harass us. But if they do, let your grace be sufficient for us, that where we are weak, there we may be strong. And may be more than conquerors through him who loved us. And since we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and authorities and cosmic powers over this present darkness, let us be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Lord, grant that we may never enter into temptation, but having prayed, may we set a guard, and let your wise and good providence so order all our affairs and all events that concern us, that no temptation may overtake us that is not common to man, and that we may never be tempted beyond our ability to discern and resist and overcome through the grace of God. Lord, do not lay any stumbling block before us so that we should stumble and perish. Let nothing be a hindrance in our way, but give us that great peace which they have who love your law, for nothing can make them stumble. And lead us, we entreat you, into all truth. Lead us in your truth and teach us, for you are the God of our salvation. Make us to know your ways, O God, and teach us your paths, the paths of righteousness. O, lead us in these paths for your name's sake, so that we may be led beside still waters. And deliver us, we plead with you, from the evil one. Protect us, that the evil one does not touch us, that he does not sow his weeds in the field of our hearts, that he will not ensnare by his schemes or wound by his flaming arrows. Let the word of God abide in us, that we may be strong and may overcome the evil one. Deliver us from every evil thing. We pray that we may do no wrong. Rescue us from every evil deed. Save us from our sins. Redeem us from all lawlessness, especially the sin that clings so closely. Put false ways far from us, but especially keep back your servants from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us. Preserve us, we beg you, that no evil thing may be allowed to befall us, and keep us from evil, that it may not hurt us. O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand, wondrously show us your steadfast love and keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Guard what has been entrusted to you. You have delivered. Please deliver. And we hope and pray that you will deliver us again and will deliver us from all our fears. O, make us to dwell secure, and grant that we may be at ease without dread of disaster, and bring us safe at last to your holy mountain, where there is no more a briar to prick or a thorn to hurt, nothing to hurt or destroy. For yours is the kingdom. We desire in all our prayers to praise you, for you are great and greatly to be praised. We praise your kingdom, for it is an everlasting kingdom and endures throughout all generations. And the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. To you belong steadfast love, and you will render to man according to his works. We praise your power, for you have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. High is your right hand, and yet righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. We praise your glory. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. Oh, let the Lord be praised in his sanctuary and praised in his mighty heavens. Let him be praised for his mighty deeds and praised according to his excellent greatness. Let everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We know that he hears us in whatever we ask according to his will. In faith, we have the request that we have asked of him, and we will glory in his praise. Now we know that the Lord hears his anointed, and for his sake will answer us from his holy heaven with the saving might of his right hand. And therefore, in token not only of our desire, but of our assurance to be heard in Christ's name, we say, Amen, Amen, and Amen. And we all say, Amen. Amen. Amen.